Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This video is about Alison Pearson, the Daily Telegraph journalist, who was visited uninvited by officers of the law. So the British police going along to speak to the middle-aged woman because she had vocalized an opinion that is uncongenial to some. Why on earth should this be a matter for the police? It is deeply troubling, and it's not an isolated case, and it's not the first time this kind of thing has happened. But fortunately, she's someone with a bit of a platform and a readership to talk about what's going on. Essex Police, because that's the county in which she lived, they came to visit her, and it was on Remembrance Sunday of all days to do with a social media post. So there's been quite a hoo-ha about this in the press, fortunately, raising a scandal about it. As well, there should be this huge waste of police resources. And remember, they work for us. I'm their paymaster. And, you know, not just out of my general taxation, my council tax bill, some of that goes directly to the police, which is disgraceful. So I know my money is being wasted to harass innocent people. And yet real crimes go unpunished, undetected, uninvestigated. This is a victimless incident. She did nothing wrong. She opined, some people don't share her view. So what? Grow up. The immaturity, the intolerance of some people is disgustful. And be candid about this, they're overwhelmingly on the left of politics. Right-wingers almost never refer people to the police and the police pursuing these so-called non-crime hate incidents. If it's not a crime, no even suspicion is a crime, it ought to have nothing to do with the police whatsoever. Now, I can't entirely blame the police because they have to enforce the law whether they like it or not. They don't frame the law. And you've got to blame politicians for allowing it to go this way or actually deliberately making this way by passing legislation. And I blame both major parties. There's been much hand-wringing from Conservatives about this and crying crocodile tears, but actually a lot of this legislation comes from the Tory party. And I think of Michael Gove and otherwise who criminalized so-called extremism, which is what, an unpopular opinion, something that they don't share. Extremists, that's always other people, it's never you. Extremism is not always a bad thing. I call to mind what Barry Goldwater said, that extremism in defense of justice is no vice, and moderation in pursuit of liberty is no virtue. You might be extremely true, extremely brave, extremely moral in what you say. So to call something so-called extreme, this is one word thought terminating cliche, branding things that is not an argument to say it's something's extreme. Every advance for freedom is at first called extreme. And maybe it is. Things which were extreme once are now mainstream. In the 1980s, when Denmark allowed a same-sex civil partnership, that was considered beyond lunatic fringe at the time, even by Benny in Denmark, and now is permitted by law in dozens of countries. But come back to the Alison Pearson case. So it was outrageous they come to speak to her about this, and they wouldn't tell her who'd reported her for, of what exactly, and things like that. So there is no suggestion that any criminal offence has been committed. So the police confirmed they went to her house and they spoke to this woman because someone had complained about her. I mean, this is preposterous. And then things like burglaries, they don't even go around most of the time. And honestly, which does more harm? They video recorded what was said and things like that. So they've not taken her into custody or things like this. It was something to do, we've now discovered, about the pro-Palestinian marches. Yeah. Goodness. So the police have also spoken to people about all sorts of things. Goodness. So Alison Pearson said she was stunned by this and aghast. And I'm horrified too. But this sort of thing happens again and again. People like Boris Johnson have spoken up to her, up for her. Now he's a low down lying scumbag, and he's actually responsible of this. He was in the cabinet when all of this legislation was passed. So he's completely hypocritical. And the Shadow Home Secretary, Chris Philp, and I can't remember quite when he was in the cabinet or not, but I think this is sheer jumping on the bandwagon. Now, Reform United Kingdom has at least spoken up for, I think Reform UK is at least consistent on this issue. And even a Labour MP said the police are behaving like the Stasi. Wow. Ministerium Staatssicherheit, and that was the police in the German so-called Democratic Republic, East Germany, under communist days. So it's incipient totalitarianism. It's been going on for decades. There's a lot of very worrying legislation, the so-called Public Safety Act, which criminalizes misstatements online. Well, I hope that includes statements by Rachel Reeves lying about the 40 billion black hole. That's a crime. Or if you're questioned by police officers under the Terrorism Act, no, you're not allowed a lawyer. And if you refuse to answer a question, that is a crime. No right to remain silent, up to 2 years in prison. If you refuse to hand over your electronic devices and their passwords, that's a crime. Likewise, wow. So this is legislation to make Draco of Athens blush. And it's staggering and sickening that it goes on. And so the duopoly are to blame. The Liberal Democrats, well, partly because they've been in government for a long time, you know, briefly junior coalition partners under David Cameron, I don't blame them so much. And this should trouble everyone, especially when real crime is not dealt with, when shoplifting has been effectively decriminalized. And I know it's not the highest priority, but so much is stolen. People can get away with thousands of crimes. Even those who are convicted of over 100 thefts don't necessarily get a custodial sentence. Now, I'd be reluctant to send people to prison. I would like to give them cautions and fines and community service and so on. I've seen someone pick up a crate of beer and walk straight out of the supermarket unchallenged. They're the security guards. That obviously is costing the supermarket, you know, well over £100 a day to employ one of them. You know, got to bear in mind national insurance and so on. And they'll literally say, stop, put it back. And if the person hands it back, puts it down, they do nothing. They're not to touch this person because that could be a common assault and so forth. So real crime, dangerous crime, the police don't chase out. What they will do is harass law-abiding people because it's easier to bully someone like here. So the police are acting as ideological enforcers for the left, things which are argued to be incitement to racial hatred or religious hatred, which are really not. The police are going to come around and visit you. One chief constable said that all these hate incidents are the most serious threat to the public, which is staggering. What? So murder is not, rape is not, kidnap is not, grievous bodily harm is not, armed robbery is not. I mean, it is staggering. So the police are there to stop bodies getting hurt, not feelings getting hurt. And I do just think people need to grow up and develop a bit of a carapace. So there should be a robust exchange of views. You don't like my views? Tough. You express yours and get over it. So the police should only be there for when there's like direct harm to other people. I realize the public order situations like demonstrations, football matches, whatever, concerts, they need to be there to make sure there's no stampede or something like this. What a huge waste of police resources and police time, and it's taking away from what is urgently needed. So we should all be aghast about this. And I know the politicians don't have direct operational control, but they need to change the guidelines and the law to make sure that the police are not doing this, are not bothering innocent people. As a journalist, she's doing what she's supposed to do, which is expressing opinions. You don't like what Alison Pearce has to say, you argue back, or indeed you simply don't take a publication. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.